You're listening to the She Boss Cafe podcast. Are you a coach or perhaps someone in the helping field? If you are, you may have been working with a client to help them transform, whether it be personally or professionally. You may have experienced this where you thought the work you had done had made a difference. But whether it was a month or 2 months or maybe even a year later, all of a sudden you notice them falling into the same patterns. What happened? You're kind of wondering, wait a second, I thought we took care of that already. I hope this is resonating with you. It certainly resonated with me because on today's episode, we are going to dive into how to create lasting transformation using neuro-linguistic programming. That's NLP. And man, we are going to have such a fun conversation with Carrie Lee Worthlin. She's the general manager of NLP Marin. She and I are going to have a great conversation that I know you will certainly connect to. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler from Unstoppable Women in Business, and I'm glad you're here today in the She Boss Cafe, where we believe that being a She Boss is an identity. It's a way of life. Being a female entrepreneur is not always easy, but it is the most gratifying way to put yourself out there into the world. So join us in the She Boss Cafe, where we are on a mission to connect, support, and watch you smash your goals. So let's get started. Hello, Miss Carrie Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. I have to tell you guys, I met Carrie Lee. I've been on the NLP certification journey now for, I think, over a year. About a year and a half. And I met Carrie Lee because she is the general manager. She keeps the ship running over there at NLP Marin, but she's also in charge of marketing and sales. And so we kind of got connected and I got to know her really well. And we started talking about this because I personally got connected because I wanted to learn NLP. I know how important it is to understand the subconscious and be able to understand why people do the things that they do. That is what helps coaching work. And I knew that NLP could help me. But I wanted to learn it so I could help my clients. I didn't quite understand what a personal journey I was going to take myself and the transformation that's happened for me. And so Carrie Lee and I thought, oh, this would be such a good conversation to have in the She Boss Cafe, because it is such an opportunity to grow ourselves and to grow the work that we do and in essence, grow our business. So Carrie Lee, thank you for being here today. As you get started, I would love for you to do anything further from an introduction standpoint of yourself. And then would you mind diving into what does transformational NLP mean? Because I know that's kind of a funky little like nuance.
Yes. So I have been an entrepreneur and own my own business for 25 years now. Back in 1999, I ventured out to be a consultant, a high-tech marketing consultant, worked in Silicon Valley for a long, long time. And along that path, met many people, and a friend of mine, Kate Permel, and I found NLP Marin, and we're both fascinated by the offerings they had. And so we ended up taking the certification courses together. And through that, I fell in love with the work. I saw it as something that is needed out in the world. Some of these tools are needed out in the world. And so I took the classes. I was the TA for a long time, teaching assistant in the classroom for a long time. And then the opportunity came up to be general manager. And it just fit along with what I wanted to do, which was to help get transformational toolbox out into the world. So I've been general manager for the past 5 years. And then I am also currently seeing private clients for transformational NLP and coaching in what I call the CEO stance. So how do you shift your identity as a business owner into the CEO stance, especially as a solopreneur? You know, calling ourselves president or CEO of our company can seem, it's hard to put that name on when you're just yourself, right? And yet it's highly important that you are able to step into that identity of president or CEO or owner or general manager or whatever title you choose. And really, how do you do that as a business owner? So that's what I do in my private practice.
Very cool. So I know that when you say NLP and especially transformational NLP,
Yes.
people are like, well, what does that mean? Because they hear the word, but they're not sure like what it really means. So what is your definition of transformational NLP?
Yes. So neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, was started in the 1970s down in Santa Cruz by two men, Thor and Bandler, if I got that correctly. And they were focusing on what makes the difference in therapy and in change when people are making changes in their life. What makes it stick, and why doesn't it sometimes stick? And so they did a lot of work around that. And so you'll see NLP out in the world today. You might see different schools offering classes, and you might even see classes like get certified in a weekend or something like that. And there you will learn very valuable NLP tools. But a lot of what was done and sometimes how it's taught today, what we would call conventional NLP, is okay, here is a step-by-step process. Here is how you program or reprogram the brain. And so you learn a series of steps and a series of procedures to do that. And in the classes at NLP Marin, we do teach all of those procedures as part of understanding NLP, and they're still valuable tools in the toolbox. What makes transformational NLP different is that alongside the folks in Santa Cruz in the 70s, there was also a man named Jonathan Rice, who came from the field of psychology. And he was really looking at what stops somebody from getting what they want. What lets somebody know to be in their present circumstances? And really, some of what NLP does is look at how is your brain accessing information. And we'll look at, as a practitioner, you'll notice eye accesses when you're in a session with somebody. Where is somebody looking? Where is their brain stored this information? So Jonathan added a really important piece, which is the psychology behind it. So what are the decisions we made as young children between the ages of 0 and 6 that became cemented beliefs that really rule our world today? And so transformational NLP is really that marriage of conventional NLP and the psychology piece, and incorporating, what circumstances or what experiences in childhood led to beliefs that are still operating for someone today. And then how do you introduce change? How do you update those beliefs? Those beliefs aren't necessarily bad, but maybe what worked for a 6-year-old doesn't work for the adult who now needs to operate in a different realm. Right. And so our two main trainers, Carl Buchheit and Carla Camus, trained under Jonathan Rice. And they have taken what Jonathan taught them and have extended it into what now we call transformational NLP.
And it's beautiful work. It's funny because I've studied one weekend a month, 3 days. It's pretty intense. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And when I tell my family or my friends, oh, it's NLP weekend, I'll be tied up from 1 to 9 on those 3 days. They're like, oh, that sounds horrible. I'm like, oh no, it's my favorite
No.
days of the month. It's like it ends Sunday night. I, Carolee, I'm not kidding you. Sunday nights at 9 o'clock when we're signing off, I always feel regret. Like, I don't want to leave this cocoon. It is, and the words you said that really just resonate with me so much is it is time that you explore what makes people tick. Like, why? If they know that something is what they want and they know how to get it, they logically know what they need to do to get it. What is stopping them? And it is fascinating to go under the covers and really begin to understand that.
Yes. And what I enjoy about transformational NLP is that it really is a toolbox and a way to ask questions that get underneath, what is happening for someone? How has someone created their experience? In transformational NLP, we don't focus on the word why. Why is something this way? We focus on how is it this way? How is your brain structuring the experience that you're having? What meaning have you assigned to the experience? And then is that still useful for you? If it's in the way of what you're wanting in your life and goals you've set or things you're reaching for, then yeah, how do we update that? How do we introduce change in a way that works with your brain, that respects decisions that were made long ago? Useful. And then introduce change that way. And I think that's what happens. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, well, that was in the past and now I just have to do something differently. That's excluding your experience. We include your experience. And that doesn't mean we dwell on what happened as a child. Sometimes it might feel that way, but it's really not about just exploring the past. It's about saying, you know, all experience is now, and your brain has stored some information up there that it thinks is relevant right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's become a belief.
Yeah.
And that belief has formed your identity. And so you're operating in this place where it's out of date, right? So
yeah.
Let's use a, since I'm a sales and marketing coach and you know marketing yourself, let's give a real world example of a situation. So let's say I get a new client and they really want to improve in having sales conversations. They want to not feel sleazy or pushy. Everybody's out there laughing because they've said these words themselves at one point. They really want to have confident and feel authentic and be able to present their pricing from a value proposition standpoint. And I can teach them all of the processes and all of the knowledge they need to know and all of the skills that they could practice. But when it comes time to do it, they still feel stuck. You know, they might try it and they might stumble their way through it, but eventually they go back to the old pattern of, this feels awkward. I don't like it. They start avoiding it. They start procrastinating, right? They're stopping themselves. So as a coach, this is where I find the knowledge that I've learned through transformational NLP to be helpful is I now have another tool in my kit. Instead of just relying on the skills and processes, I've got something that I can pull out. So
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for instance, some tried and true beliefs that all of us like to share are, you know, I'm not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
Or what will they think of me? Who am I? If you've ever had a parent say, who do you think you are? Right? I mean, I know I've encountered that in sales and marketing, right? It's like, you know, you got to put yourself out there. And I'm like, how can I post this video? Who do I think I am?
Right.
And so what transformational NLP helps with is identifying, okay, that is a belief. That is a belief that is formed from your experiences. And most beliefs are formed between the ages of 0 and 6. Traumatic events after 6 can form beliefs, but most of the beliefs that we work with as adult identities were formed way back between 0 and 6.
Right.
So whatever happened, happened, right? We can't change what happened in our past, but we can understand how our current experience is being created. You know, you're getting ready to have a sales confirmation or post some marketing piece, and you're having the thought, who do I think I am? First of all, that's probably coming from an outside voice, not an inside voice, right? Somebody telling you that, right? So what previous experience in your life, usually a childhood experience, where did that happen, right? What was happening? We break it down a little bit. What was happening? What decisions were being made? We might even say, if we knew you were going to form that belief, would we have done something different in that situation? Yes, because that situation was probably, you know, very specific to whatever was happening at the time and not for you to take into the rest of your life. So how do we respect what happened, but change the meaning of what happened, right? You have something to offer. You can put that out into the world. So
right.
Yes, or I'm an expert, right? I have something to offer. And so then you can introduce some new beliefs.
Right.
And sometimes that happens quickly, sometimes that doesn't, but the toolbox gives you the way to work with it when it's happening for people.
Yes.
And I think every coach I've talked to, business person I've talked to, they're just so glad that they have this toolbox, because otherwise you'd be just become a cheerleader for your client, right? Come on, you can do it. You can do it. And Sometimes that's helpful, but not always, and usually not.
Exactly.
It's helpful short term. Maybe they got a sales call done, but a lifetime of selling and making a living off of what you're doing.
I remember when I first came across NLP, and it was a long time ago. As a matter of fact, it was with a company that was out in California, and the owners of that company was a sales training company, and they had trained under Bandler as well. And they brought the NLP concepts and strategies into sales training. So they were using reframing and eye accessing cues and VAKOGs, all that good. And it fascinated the heck out of me. I was just, wow, this is amazing. It was the first time I had truly been introduced to the fact that there was a subconscious. They talked a lot about the critter brain and the fact that you have a new brain that has more logical, but that critter brain's always back there trying to protect you. And gosh, this was like 20 years ago. In today's business world, it's not unusual to hear that. That is like everybody's been introduced to the fact that there's a subconscious, and that subconscious does have a certain level of impact on what you do and your results. However, what I love about the work that you all put into the world is you give it a framework, a model to follow, the techniques, the tool bag, like you said. And I can take my knowledge at a pedestrian level because I am not a psychologist. I am not trained to that extent. But you equip me with the models and the tools to be able to use that information and make a difference with my clients. So that is the biggest thing. So from that perspective, I would love it if you would share with us like maybe three different benefits that someone would have if they considered incorporating NLP into their coaching practice as an additional set of tools that they have. What would you say? What would the first benefit be for that person?
Well, the first thing I would say is that the transformational NLP toolbox works with all other modalities. So you're certainly adding to your knowledge by taking our certification courses. What I've found in particular, though, is not just that I added skills to my own skill set, or that others who are taking our courses are adding skills. But transformational NLP really helps weave together all the other modalities that you're working with, right? And so it, especially by understanding how the brain works, how we're creating our experience, how that's stored in the brain, and how to work with that, then if you're taking our courses, we're going to have you focus on using transformational NLP in practice, right? So that you can get more adept at using the tools. But what I always find fascinating is once our graduates finish our certification courses, how they start blending that into their other modalities, right? And it could be anything, any coaching, traditional coaching techniques or things like that. But we've seen body workers go through our training and incorporate NLP into their body work, or there's so many examples. We have a person who does fiction writing who has incorporated NLP into her character development process, transformational
Oh,
NLP into her character
interesting.
development, right?
One of my favorite ones, Carrie Lee, is the gentleman that has a childcare center that
Yes.
works with parents and children, which
Yes.
is just such a gift to the world. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, so his wife had, I think it's a Waldorf preschool, and teaching Waldorf methods. And as he was going through the certification, he was seeing how valuable it was because some of the stuff we get into, especially in the master's training, are organismic rights as a human being, things like that. And usually the parents in the classroom go like, "Oh my God, I'm screwing up my child," in that moment. And then, "No, you're not screwing them up. Now you know." How things are going, right? And so he and his wife had the idea that they could marry early childhood development with some of these transformational NLP tools. And so now, when parents sign up for their preschool, they not only enroll the child, but they also sign up to do parenting classes with them. And they teach these things about organismic rights, early childhood development, in some of the transformational NLP tools so that parents can use them in the home.
It's brilliant.
Right. And then they're employing a lot of those techniques, again, woven in with the Waldorf methods to run the preschool. So it is very fascinating. And he and his wife, I think, are quite enjoying the journey.
That's beautiful. And that's one of the things that just keeps coming to mind for me is I wish this was education that was introduced before we had children, right?
Yes.
Everyone needs to go through this to understand the impact of even the smallest situations. It doesn't have to be trauma. It can be just a stance that you take as a parent that your child interprets a certain way, and off it goes into becoming a belief if it sticks. It's amazing.
It is fascinating. And it's part of the reason I'm passionate about getting these tools out into the world, because the more we know, the better we do. But it also is, you know, having compassion for ourselves, right? It's like, even if things happen that accidentally got installed with your child that you wish they didn't have, right? That there's still ways to work with it. There's still ways to be with them. And it really is about being in the moment with people. And being with them in a way that introduces change, and not about, oh, did I do it right? Or
Right. And I love the way that Carl addresses this particular area that we're talking about with respect. Like, you respect every experience you've had in your life. It may or may have changed you in ways that you might not want it to be, but it has added. There's always a positive outcome that came from it. And so you don't want to be living in regret or guilt. It's not about that. It is about what is going to make me healthy right now. What decisions and beliefs and identity do I need to take on now? And how can I make that shift?
And I would just underscore that part of what we learn in classes is not to just go from, oh, everything's okay, there's no regrets, like there's no bypass about that, right? In fact, we relish in the fact that the right to learn and making mistakes. Sometimes our reaction is like, you know, I was so bad for doing that. Oh, okay. All right. I just told myself I was bad for doing that. You know, and you just include it, right? So it's not about trying to bypass all of that and just get to that Zen place where everything's okay, or you just take things in stride. It is about coming up with it in the moment. And that as life is happening, it's like, okay, that happened. Is that what I want? No, not really. Okay. But that happened. So now what would I like? And it's just being able to, I mean, if anything, that's the main process we work with.
Yes.
You know,
over and over.
Ask for what you'd like. Did I get what I want? No. Okay. Now ask again, what would I like? And as students in the classroom, we do a lot of practice. I think that is one of the things that distinguishes our program from others, is we're very experiential. So there will be usually some lesson about what we're learning, and then a live demo, and then people go off into groups and teaching assistants supervise the groups, and we switch positions. There's the practitioner working with a client, and then there's always an observer, and if there's three people in a group, then we rotate and do three rounds until everyone's had a turn. And our belief is that everyone learns from every position. So when you're working with a client, you're learning about how to notice the changes in them, how to notice their eye accesses, how to elicit information. As when you are the client, you're learning, oh, well, how does it feel like when I'm asked that? Would that get the response I want? Or that question wasn't quite right. It landed better this way. And you're learning from that position, or you're learning from the observer position, watching a practitioner work with a client. And it's amazing how much learning happens in that way. And it's also brought this up in the beginning. Sometimes people will come to our classes and think, oh, yeah, I'm learning skills to work with my clients. And then they come in and they're like, well, I keep getting asked, what would I like? And now I'm talking about myself. And now I'm talking about what I want and what's in my way. And they're like, hey, that's not what I came here for. In fact, Todd, the person we were just talking about with the preschool, he did this interview in our Grow Your Business series. And he said, yeah, one of the things is that I misled myself that I was doing this to help others, taking these classes to help others, when in fact it was helping me first,
Yes.
so that now I can help others.
That
And
is, that's another huge benefit of what you do and
yeah.
what is available for someone if they add this into their tool bag, because it gives you the opportunity to experience it yourself and to work on your own wounds or underbelly. Because if you do that and you experience it yourself, you become a much better practitioner in helping your clients in that way as well. It's a
Yeah.
huge benefit.
Well, and again, it's the whole process in the classroom, right? Because sometimes you're holding the space and working with someone, and sometimes you're being held and they're working, right?
Right.
And so the fact that you're getting that perspective in a really 360 degree view makes a big difference.
It is. It's an extraordinary experience. It really is a gift to give yourself. And I like what you mentioned. You have a series out right now, an audio summit called Grow Yourself, Grow Your Business. And I'm curious about what made you decide to name the audio summit that way?
Yeah, well, again, because people come to our classroom, and especially people who have their own businesses, entrepreneurs, wanting to invest in a skill set to help them further their business. And so many of our graduates say, I got so much more out of it than what I thought I would. Working with other people, you do need to learn, like, okay, how are they creating their experience and what's going on for them and what are the beliefs that are creating their experience? And it just doesn't quite work if you're only doing that on other people, not understanding yourself.
That's
And
right.
so our graduates take our certification courses and they take those skills out into the world, and it really does help them grow their businesses. But the time that they spend taking our transformational NLP classes is also a gift to themselves, an investment in themselves. And so the ROI becomes pretty amazing when you think about you're getting this personal work while you're in the class, and you're able to add that to your skill set and grow your business from it. And so this audio series contains four interviews. I'm one of the interviews talking about, a little bit about my journey and also about the CEO stance, which is something that has grown, me talking about that has grown out of the work that I've done with transformational NLP. And then Kate Permal, who I mentioned, my comrade in arms, who took the certification courses with me, she's been my coach and my friend for a very, very long time. And she talks about how she knew she always had the skill set to help coach people in business and help them set goals and move forward. But that it really was doing this deeper inquiry and really helping them move past their obstacles that made
Beautiful.
a big difference in her work. And then we do interview with Todd about his preschool experience. So we get
Awesome.
to hear more about that directly from him. And then the last interview in the series is with our lead trainer, Carla Camus, who talks about what is the difference in taking NLP, transformational NLP from NLP Marin, than say another NLP school, and what makes the difference in our classes. And really, what has brought people, I mean, talking about sustainable business models and creating a business. NLP Marin has been around for 30 years, teaching entrepreneurs and personal people who just want personal growth, therapists, people from all sorts of modalities to incorporate these skills into their work and into their life. And so what makes NLP Marin so successful? So you'll both learn more about what our classroom experience is like, and also just understand how we approach it is also an attitude you can incorporate into your own business in terms of attracting people and growing and having the kind of stance that you want to attract the people who are best fitted for your services.
Beautiful. Oh, this is, sounds so good. So, if someone is interested in checking out the audio summit, where will they find that?
Yes, so it's at www.nlpmarin.com/growyourbusiness, all one word. And there you'll have the chance to sign up for the audio series, and then you'll get a series of emails so that you can load that directly into your favorite podcast app and listen to the interviews on the go or wherever you listen to your podcast. And then from there, we'll invite you to our introductory workshop which is happening in a couple of weeks. And we have those all throughout the year. So this one happens to be in a couple of weeks. And then we offer our certification classes. They start, we have two tracks. One is a 6 month class and one is a 3 month class. It's kind of condensed, especially for people who are maybe traveling from other places other than California, because we are based in California. Although we do offer our classes both online and in person. So if you are, Susan is on the East Coast and takes classes on Zoom. And then we do have some sessions in person where we have a simultaneous Zoom and live. And I'm really proud of what we call our hybrid setup, because you're not left out in this classroom.
It's an amazing experience. It really is. Yeah. That is not an easy thing to do. They call them the roomers and the zoomers.
Yes.
And everyone is included, and it is really amazing. I wish I could be there in person, but from a travel standpoint, it's hard to make that much time. And
yes,
I don't have a problem at all getting the value of the education.
Yes, yes. So we do offer many options to be included, but our 6 month program starts in March and our 3 month program starts in June. And then that leads into our, what we call our master's class. The first set of classes is called core competencies. And it's just whether you take the 6 month track or the 3 month track. And then our master's in transformational NLP starts in September, and that's 8 months. So in all total, it'll be about a 9 month to a year program to get fully certified. There is a certification at the end of core, but there's also certification at the end of master's. And for doing the kind of work that entrepreneurs do, definitely going all the way through master's would be the most helpful.
100% agreed. Yeah. The core competencies is exactly that. You learn the techniques, the concepts, and how and why you would apply them. But in master's, you go to that deeper level where, okay, here, let's put some context to it. And when is it appropriate? And how do you do that? So it has just been one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. I love it. And we will have everyone, we will have those links in the show notes so that you can see when the dates are and the things that Carrie Lee talked about today. Carrie Lee, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure hanging out with you.
Oh, thank you for having me. And thank you for helping us introduce ourselves to the community.
We got to share this with the world. Everyone needs to know about this.
I agree.
Thank you. All right. I sure hope you enjoyed our conversation today. We have got a lot more great events and lots of resources like this in the She Boss Cafe that are just waiting for you. So don't be a stranger. Come and visit us there. Because I hate to sound like Debbie Downer here, but did you know that 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months of existence? And I believe that we can improve that statistics. That's why we bring you people like Carrie Lee and the other guests that we have here. You're going to find the support and the connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. So whether it's creating your playbook, being supported by the community of experts, or even joining a mastermind group that fits you perfectly, you can find it all in the cafe. So come and join us. Conversations like today are a great example of what goes on all of the time. We want to help you think differently, do new things, and be more successful. So come on and join us. Check out the show notes so you can get all the information about Carrie Lee and NLP Marin. And I hope to see you very soon. Take care.